Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Darren Fratt is here with one of the most exciting title races in the Football League has ever seen here.
Gavin, what a race for this SSE or Tricity Premier Division title we are having. It's absolutely fascinating. Shamrock Rovers winning against Shelburne 2-0 last night, and it just breathes new life into their title charge. Jack Byrne and Neil Ferrugia score the goals, and just listen to how tight the top of the table actually is. So Shelburne remain top, 54 points. Rovers tucked in behind them now, 2 points off them. Then Derry, third, 50 points. They have two matches in hand. Galway also on 50 points. And even St. Pat's and Sligo, they're within touching distance. They're on 47 points each. So despite that result and their recent form, the Shells manager, Damien Duff, points out that it's their title race to lose.
Yeah, listen, it's as good as we've played here for large parts. One big disappointment along with the result, Tony, is how we started. I've said in the media this week that our rivals smell blood, smell opportunity, and I warned our guys about just accepting where we are and being passive, and I thought we started off passive. Too much respect for a very good team. The goal obviously woke us up, and we played really well, like I said, for large parts. It's probably the most we've ever created here at Tallaght Stadium. I don't think, bizarrely, we've lost 2-0. We didn't deserve to lose the game. But in saying that, we have. We can't seem to pick up any points at the moment, but we'll dust ourselves down. We've 2 weeks to go till our next game. And I'm sick of saying it, but it is still in our hands. Unless my mathematics are wrong, we've 3 games remaining, and if we win all 3 games, which is a big ask at the minute, because like I said, we can't get any results, but if we win all 3 remaining games, we'll be champions of this country. And if the lads ain't excited by that, I don't know what they will be. Bye.
Just to be clear, even though Derry have 2 games in hand, that last game is Derry and Shells, which is why Shells are still in charge.
So most teams have a break, Gavin, for the international window, right? So, but Derry will be playing catch-up. So this Friday they're playing Bows.
Don't start.
Next Monday it's Sligo Rovers.
They already beat Bows 2-0 on Friday night. So,
But if all going to plan, if they do win, I think Shells have a decent enough run-in, to be honest with you. So if they get their act together and get a few wins, it'll go down to that last game of the season.
And if they don't, Galway United could win the league.
Well, or, you know, no comment. We're playing that one down yet. Waiting in the long grass. 5-goal thriller in the Sports Direct FAI Cup semi-final. Drogheda came from behind to beat Wexford 3-2. They'll play Derry in the final on the 10th of November. In the Premier League, Manchester United and Aston Villa played out a scoreless draw. Chelsea drew with Nottingham Forest 1-1. Brighton came from 2-0 down to beat Tottenham 3-2. I'm sure that one really hurts for Spurs fans this morning. In Scotland, Celtic came from behind to beat Ross County 2-1. That maintains their 100% start to the season. Now, I think the Irish sports story of the weekend came at Longchamp. No Irish winning horse, I'm afraid, but what a performance by young jockey from the west of Ireland. Blue Stocking won the Prix de l'Arc de Triomphe. The horse trained by Rafe Beckett, ridden by 24-year-old Ross O'Ryan, who is now based in the UK. He's the first Irish jockey to win that big race. This is the biggest race in Europe for the flat season. He's the first Irish jockey to win it since Mick Cannane back in 2009. Ross is originally from Galway, just outside Tuam. Big Gaelic football community, and what a brilliant ride yesterday. Just tucked in behind one of the favourites, Los Angeles, trained by Aidan O'Brien. I think all the talk was about Los Angeles and Ryan Moore. And then when he got his chance, the two of them, they just went for it. He's come a long way, and he believes this filly has changed his life. He couldn't take a call live from us this morning. Do you know why? Because he was back working. You'd think they'd give him a day off after winning the biggest race in Europe, wouldn't you? So he's back out on the air this morning. He did talk to me late last night as he got back from Paris. He started by taking me through the emotions of such a big win.
Hi, Darren. Yeah, it was a bit surreal, if I'm being honest with you. I wasn't too nervous, more excited to get on her and see how we'd fare out against the opposition. I wasn't feared that she didn't have enough ability to win the race, but I thought the first 3 furlongs of the race were going to be very crucial for me. And when Ryan came across me at the mile marker where the trees are at the top of the hill, geez, when she took off on me at the top of the straight, and it was very surreal that she got over the line in front. she's been a stellar mare for my career, and hopefully it'll take me on to bigger and better things, all thanks to her and everyone at Raves. Just an incredible mare to have Anthony to do with, and she didn't let us down. She stepped up when every time we've asked her to step up, she stepped up, and she stepped up again today, which was just incredible.
The Prix de l'Arc itself is the Champions League final of flat racing. First Irishman to win this race as a jockey since Mick Cannane back in 2009. How does that make you feel?
It's a bit surreal, to be honest, to be even considered in the same sort of bracket as or be anywhere near Mick Cannane, because he was one of my idols, if not my idol, growing up. And also is a very nice man, because, you know, back when I first had my first ever Breeders' Cup ride, I rung him out of the blue and asked him for some advice on how to ride America, and he gave it to me, and he didn't have to. And you know, no one can forget how good See the Stars really was, and for this filly to put herself on the same sort of trophy and be at the same sort of elite level with them sort of horses in the past is just something incredible.
Now, you're from the west of Ireland, you're from a small community outside of Tuam, and maybe better known for Gaelic football than flat racing. Can you maybe give us a little bit of background to yourself, your own journey, and where you're from?
Yeah, I grew up in Corrifin. It's a very popular football in part of the country. My father trained jump horses, still has the odd couple, but not as big as he used to be. And my uncle is a jump jockey in Australia, along with my other cousin being a flat jockey in England, and that's how it all started. And caught the bug, was never really pressured into it, and then I kind of turned to pony racing, where it all started, and that's where dreams started to become a reality. And from there on, I went to Richard Hannan's, and I was off on my journey to end up to where I am today. And my father's been a massive influence in my career. He's always been at the end of the phone when things aren't going right or when things are going well, to keep me level. And he's not afraid to speak the truth to me, whether I give it a good or bad ride and won or lost. But he is as much a brilliant father figure as a mentor, and I probably wouldn't be anywhere near where I am today without him. And I haven't told him that, but I'm sure he kind of gets the memo. So yeah, it's all started out with my father, and I've built a way on through from there.
Well, you've told him now, Rossa. Well done to Rossa and all the clan, and David the dad there as well. I know he's listening in this morning. Well done.